So when you're talking about different ideas and how different things are affecting ag in South Dakota, I think just within your own class, you get a great opportunity to have different opinions and different viewpoints.
And that's one of the key reasons that Travis Wrinkley sees the value of being a member of the newest class of the South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership Program. For WNAX, I'm Ella Seafotter. Well, Travis goes on to say that as one of the most recent participants of the SIDARL program, he's already gotten to see a few things that he never thought he would outside of his operation in Arlington, South Dakota.
What it is, a program that was developed almost 20 years ago. In fact, the first class was in the year 2000. And the idea was to get a group of potential leaders together and broaden their knowledge of the things that they've seen in South Dakota. So part of it is we travel all around the state and look at different things or expose you to different parts of agriculture that, you know, normally on your own operation, you wouldn't be part of. But then beyond that, you also, you know, it's a networking group. You know, you meet with a lot of different people that have been through SIDARL, government leaders. Like, we were out in Pierre and we got a chance to meet the governor and the secretary of ag and different people like that. And then the third thing, building your leadership skills. So we do a number of different things, that exercises that all kind of help you figure out what type of a leader you are and what type of a leader you want to be.
Travis said that his particular encouragement to join the program came after he started getting involved with one of South Dakota's agriculture organizations.
Here about a year ago, I got involved with the South Dakota Corn Growers Association, and part of what we do is lobbying and is promoting different bills or looking at different bills, legislation within the government. So I quickly realized how many things there are going on in agriculture in South Dakota that I didn't know about. Your everyday farm operations, you're not part of those things and you don't see those things. So that really, to me, was maybe the kickstart that there's a lot more going on in South Dakota that I should be more aware of. And SIDARL hopefully is the program that'll help me get there.
The SIDARL program is celebrating its 13th class and they will graduate in the year 2027. For WNAX, I'm Ella Stiefvater.